Support for today's broadcast comes from Strategic Farm Marketing. Strategic Farm Marketing is now holding a series of risk management seminars throughout Illinois and Indiana. Information on seminar dates and locations is available at sfarmmarketing.com or 800-383-0046.
And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 482.5, up a half on the open. May, 491.5 was unchanged on the open. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 456, unchanged on the open. May, 469 down a half. July, 479, unchanged. September, 485.5, up a half. December, 497.5, down one on the open. March corn opened at 404.5, down a half on the open. May, 416, unchanged. July, 423, down a half. September, 408.5, unchanged. December, 398, down a half. March, 404.5, down a half. May, 407.5, down a half on the open. March beans open at 744.5, down one on the open. May, 760.5, down 1.5. July, 774, down a half. August, 779.5, down 1.5. November, 797, down one. January 2008, 804, up 1.5 on the open. March soybean meal open at 218.30, down 60 on the open. May, 223.70, up 10. March soybean oil opened at 29.90, up 1 on the open. May, 30.57, up 13. At the Merck, March feeders opened at 100 even, up 50 on the open. April, 101.25, up 15. May, 102.50, up 2.5. August, 103.50, up 20 on the open. February live cattle open at 93.90, up 20 on the open. April, 95.70, up 42.5. June, 92.90, up 17.5. August, 89.95, up 15 on the open. February lean hogs open at 67.25, up 20 on the open. April, 67.60, up 7.5. May, 75.80, down 5. June, 77.25, down 2.5 on the open. And March pork bellies open at 106.60, up 57.5 on the open.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, working with the American farmer, creating products from his crops, creating markets for crops. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, I don't know about good, Dave, but it's sure snowing, blowing, and nasty over here. We've got a, you know, road emergency and whatever like that, but it's not a nice day as far as going outside. But inside, markets are looking pretty nice. Corn up 2, beans up 3. A little bit of rally continuing from the overnight trade.
It looks to me like the snow that you and I are experiencing in New Market and Champaign isn't reaching quite as far as Chicago. In fact, it looks like the traders pretty much all got there this morning.
It looks like they made it, and they're enthusiastic about being there. You know, overnight we saw very narrow ranges, a little bit to the upside like that. Not much happening. They all seem to be waiting for the USDA's projection through 2016 as far as what demand's going to be looking along the way as far as for ethanol use and their projections along that way. Then look for a quiet week next week because Lunar New Year holiday in the Asian markets.
Are traders talking about making any speculation about what they might see in Keith Collins' report tomorrow afternoon?
Well, I think that basically everybody is leaning to the idea that our government is going to be enthusiastically behind green fuels and that they are looking for some very big usage numbers out of that report.
So would you believe then that they are expecting that in nearby years, next year perhaps, that they would see an adjustment up in the ethanol usage off of that report?
I believe that's what a lot of people are expecting, mm-hmm. Dave. I think that you nailed that one pretty much on the head. There's not a lot more to say about it, just that the idea that some of these plants aren't moving along maybe quite as fast as we thought they might be, But by the end of next year, why, we're going to see a lot of new ethanol plants online.
Not a lot of fundamental news generally to talk about this time of year. Markets often trade in the technical ranges. We look at these technical markets, Wayne, and we see that essentially for the last several weeks, the deferred corn contract has been in a trading range. Do you anticipate that that would remain in that range pending perhaps what we see maybe March 1, 2, when those other projections are released?
Oh, I think that's very much like it is. You know, there's just a trading range is what we're looking at here. When we get towards the bottom of it, why we see a correction or bias up after the yesterday's sell-off. You know, the market very much is a preference of a trading range right now. The idea that, you know, the amount of acres switched is going to be our next big thing, the projections for ethanol usage. But, of course, I mean, in the short term, we're getting our key off crude oil. Basically, we're back up today. We're back up 90 points right now in the crude. We're back at 58.71. You know, and I think that is more what we're trading that in the metals today than we are looking anything in the grains. Golden Roll, today's the last day of it. There's been some talk that the funds want to be long by tomorrow. After that's done, and for a shot of going into the report that we're talking about otherwise. So, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen all in a big, big way right now. We are in that sideways trading range.
Looks like, if you ask me, crude oil is providing either resistance or support because it itself is in fairly well a trading range over the last several weeks.
You know, 58 to 61, 60 mm-hmm. seeming to, it seems to be resistance, but, you know, we pop above there for a little while and then come back down, but we seem to want to gravitate back towards it. So either side of 60 seems to be quite our trading range as far as the crude goes.
Looks like at the moment soybeans have more technical upside momentum than the corn. Are you reading the charts that way, too? And if so...
Well, Dave, you know, as we look at that, I have to agree, we always had a pretty wide, you know, wider gap between, you know, like on the ratio between the corn and the beans, and we've narrowed that on in, and we're trying to gain a little bit of that back. So that's what's happening there.
Well, we hit 808 on 9 February. Does that buy more beans in your neck of the woods, given that probably there was not a lot of fall work done in the fields because they were wet?
I think, yes, partially because of the wet fields, partially because we're a lot more no-till, and $8 keeps a lot of people from switching in our area. Indiana was never the big area as far as we were looking at for the switch, but $8 beans keeps them from switching to more corn acres, very much so, Dave. And that was something we talked about the last 3 or 4 times we've talked.
So we continue to talk about many of the same topics. What about in the wheat?
The wheat follower of corn. It's able to be used somewhat as feed wheat now in some areas with the corn price the way it is. It's going to, you know, what needs to be brought into milling is going to keep its price up and moving right along. But the ratio where it's at now, it's very close to being able to use as feed. And, of course, that way a lot of, so it's not going to fall out a bit at those prices.
And that would be feed where, out west primarily?
You know, yeah, we can put some wheat in the rations in that way. You know, not so much here in the Midwest, but out west, definitely.
Can you flip back and forth between the wheat and the corn as a feed ration indiscriminately, or do you have to have some care in that?
Well, I mean, it depends on what level you're using it at. If you're using it down, you know, as a low portion of the ration, why, it doesn't matter whether you add a little bit or a lot. But if you get up to the high end of the ration, why, you don't like to be changing it and changing. You know, your cattle or hogs don't like their rations just switched every other time you grind feed.
Piece of advice for producers today.
For producers today, I think we stay inside, hopefully take care of the livestock, but I think we do have a little bit of a run on the weather market. We're going to see some probably positive numbers tomorrow in the report, so sit tight on any further hedges for now.
Thank you very much, Wayne. Have a grand day.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This in from Ed Kieser in the weather office. He tells us a blizzard warning is in effect for Champaign, Christian, DeWitt, Douglas, Ford, Iroquois, Livingston, Logan, Macon, McLean, Moultrie, Piatt, Sagamon, and Vermilion counties until midnight tonight. and a winter storm warning is in effect for Clark, Coles, Cumberland, Edgar, and Shelby counties until midnight tonight. Taking a look at lead options, March wheat in Kansas City, 483.5, up 1.75. At the Board of Trade, 458.75, up 3. March corn, 408.75. 408 now up 3.25. March beans, 750.5, up 5.25. You're listening to WILL Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.